Now, look, obviously the current situation we're seeing, the state of affairs we're seeing with COVID-19 is having a pretty significant effect on lots and lots of people. Has everything completely basically dried up for yourself and other music photographers in your situation?
Look, not completely, but about 90% of all the work has dried up. The only thing that really has kept going is like people buying prints and stuff online. That's the only thing we can really do to make some cash at the moment.
What's the response been to COVID-19 from sort of within the people that you yourself talk to? I mean, are local artists and photographers, venue operators and the like, optimistic about the return of the scene? Or is it just, right now, we just got to get through this. We can't even think about it.
Look, it's pretty optimistic, but people are just wondering when it's going to stop because that we haven't been given like an idea of when this will be over or anything like that. So everyone I've talked to has been like, yeah, we're ready to go. Everyone's ready to go, but we don't know when we'll be allowed to go kind of thing.
I mean, certainly there's a bit of a hunger for those people that would normally be getting out to performances or even those that that only make it sort of a couple of times a year just to get out of the house.
Exactly. And all the festivals that are supposed to be going on and everyone's just, just missing out a bit.
You mentioned, of course, the selling of prints right now. And in terms of the kind of people you're dealing with and talking to, we need a distraction, we need entertainment, we need something a little bit lighthearted to kind of get us, through the situation for all of us, regardless of what industry we might be in. Are you finding more people kind of seeking out entertainment to take their minds off these things at the moment?
Oh, for sure. I mean, me myself, I'm just sitting at home watching Netflix, trying to watch, different things, open my mind a bit. So I can imagine that a lot of other people are doing the same in terms of like just having artwork around their homes or listening to different sort of music and podcasts and stuff like that.
Earlier in the month, within days of one another, the government committed $27 million in a support package to the arts sector, but voted down an amendment to the $130 billion JobKeeper program that would assist many within the industry in meeting its criteria. The kind of current stance the government has on supporting the arts, just how confusing and complicated does it look to somebody who's currently within it?
Look, it's pretty... I haven't wrapped my head around it, but I know it's shafted quite a few people who are freelancers. So I know I've got quite a few friends trying to apply for it still, but I'm not like we still have. I think it's only been brought into power today. I think so. I will see how it goes with all them shortly. But yeah, it's all pretty confusing, and someone needs to explain it to me eventually.
Well, in terms of freelancing within this industry, before even COVID-19 kind of took off, was it quite a difficult position you found yourself in here in Sydney, where we've seen kind of such a disruption and almost, it would be fair to say, an attack on the live music scene?
Yeah, look, that's been pretty horrible. I think the bands have struggled a bit more than we have in terms of photographers. But I tended to Australia quite a lot, so I'm everywhere else, not just Sydney. So seeing the impact it has just on like my city, it's pretty crazy compared to what Melbourne and Brisbane are, where they actively support it.
Now, if people are looking to sort of support, they're stuck at home, but they're looking to kind of support those up-and-coming bands, those musos that can't necessarily, go out and perform as they normally would, is there anything you can think of that they might be able to do to support those people in this time?
Look, a lot of the photographers have like their own websites and stuff where you can buy prints directly from them. That's probably the best way to do it. There are a few websites that have got a mass amount of photographers to help out. One of them would be like Captured Photographers in Lockdown. That's the one me and a bunch of friends have made. It's just a bunch of local Aussie photographers just trying to sell and make some cash to pay rent and eat some food pretty much.
And just, a lot of people I think are going to be coming out of this one, unfortunately, maybe not with the career they even went into it with, or might just be thinking of switching careers. They might have found something a little bit different to inspire them during the sort of lockdown situation. Any advice you might give those that are interested in starting out in your kind of industry as a photographer or, on the within the live music scene, I guess?
It's a bit hard at the moment, but the one advice I give to people always is just do it as much as possible. Get as much practice in as you can. Obviously, at the moment, it's a bit tricky, but you've just got to kind of stay inspired and stay, I don't know, constantly looking at creative ways of trying to take photos in general, I guess.
Fantastic stuff. Well, Pat, thank you very much. Do appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.